All right, I'll go ahead and continue with Oregon State coach Gary Anderson. The Beavers are on the road at Minnesota on Thursday night. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of Marcus Fuller, Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Hi, coach. I just wondered if you could talk about, obviously, the difference, coaching in Wisconsin, and obviously when you started there, a team that had a lot of success initially, and then also taking over Oregon State program that it's rebuilding, obviously, and then you're hoping to take kind of the next step to get to a competitive point in the Pac-12.
Yeah, they're definitely two very different adventures. They're both great coaching adventures, and they all have their challenges, but they are very different. We walked into Wisconsin with an experienced team and had a plan and a progression and a belief, some really good players, and we were able to win a whole bunch of football games and win our side and get the championship there and playing a lot of big time games and big time moments. So it was great. And this place is, much like when we took over Utah State. Oregon State is a great place. It's got a lot of the things that I believe in and like as a coach at this point in my life and my career to be able to be where I want to be is something that is special. But both places had great kids, and, kids are very coachable. Kids want to be here and respect their university. So a lot of it's the same, but it's a very, very different challenge. I love this challenge. It's not my first time being in a situation like this, and I'm not afraid to say it's a very difficult challenge and it's a big boy fight, but not one we're going to back down from, and I'm excited about continuing the fight to get us where we should be.
Thank you.
And your next question comes from the line of Mike Wilson, CampusPressBox.com.
Coach, how are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. As an alumni of Oregon State, I like what you're doing. I just want to get that out of the way.
Thank
right
you.
I appreciate that. But, talk to me about how your quarterback, Gerritsen, has become just a better leader and better quarterback since he's been able to, coming off the year that he had to sit.
Yeah, I think, number one, time is a very, very precious thing when it comes to being a leader, becoming a better player. And so time has helped him, but he's handled the time very well. He's been a very good teammate on the field, off the field. He knows how to push kids. He knows how to mentor kids. He has high expectations of himself. And I think, Darryl's very steady. Darryl's not an up-and-down emotional guy. He comes to work every day, and when he needs to get vocal, he can get vocal. But he's also vocal with himself, he'll get on himself just as hard as he will the other guys that are out there. So there's been a learned respect that through time. Best thing Darryl did is when we got here a year ago, he walked in there as a scout team quarterback and took tremendous pride in that. And I think that filtered through his teammates' veins very, very quickly, and they understood that, hey, this guy's here for us. And it continued to grow to where he was, basically unanimous pick to be a captain. So it's going to be fun to see, what he can do when he gets out there and how his team responds to him at quarterback.
Let me one follow-up question here. With all the new stadium renovations there at Reser, what's that meant for your program?
Oh, it's been a huge, huge, huge positive. And these calls kind of go fast. I could go on for about 20 minutes with you, but I just wanted to tell you that it's a game changer in the world of how the student athletes can be productive on the field, off the field, academically. There's no question about that. It shows a definite vision of a university that, hey, this is where we want to go, and we're going to provide these kids a big-time Division I atmosphere. And but the fact of the matter is everybody wants to look at it and say it's recruiting. It is. It's a big part of the deal is recruiting, but these kids deserve it. Now they have it, so they can compare and contrast other programs with us. But we have now some of the best, and we'll continue to as the players' lounge gets done, the coaches' offices get finished, and so on. So it's just the level of commitment is very, very high here to move us forward in the football world.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
And your next question comes from the line of Andy Gritter, St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for taking the time. I heard yesterday that you had some high praise for the Gophers. Can you kind of repeat kind of what that was and explain why you have such high praise for them?
Well, I think anytime you're involved in, back-to-back years playing in a rivalry game, there's there's just a respect that I think is gained there a little bit different than a lot of the other teams that you may play. And I can't quite tell you why that is. It just is. They're obviously every game is important, but those rivalry games have a little bit extra oomph to them, if you will. And so I got to dive in very, very deeply into the Minnesota program and where they were, where they've come, how these coaches have stayed together for so long and worked together. And, you know, Jerry and his staff did a great job, and Tracy and his staff continue on, I'm sure, with a lot of the same things, but Tracy's going to put his stamp on it. The way their team plays, physicality, tough, doesn't matter what the score is, they're going to battle like crazy, and, you know, they expect to go out there and win. But I just take great pride in places that have built up a program. I really, really do, and those guys have done a great job. And then their kids play the right way. You know, those rivalry games, there's things that can take place. Emotions are high. Yes, all those things are there, but the game was played the right way both times I played against the University of Minnesota, and I think they're a class group of kids and a class group of coaches from my knowledge from them, and I think I have a pretty good knowledge of their program from afar.
Sure. Well, just one follow-up question. One thing that got some attention here in Minnesota was you guys having open tryouts here in August. Can you kind of explain doing so and how that is maybe more well-versed around college football than people might recognize?
Well, we do that every year. We've done that every year for a long time. You know, we want to have an opportunity for a few kids to be able to come and be involved in our program. We found three great kids. They were out there today at practice, and they were walking here around campus, and they're really good-looking kids. We have three extra spots, and, you know, we want to include the university kind of in that process. I think it's a way to include the student body to say, if I have a dream here, I'm going to go take a chance and get through this tryout. And, you know, it's I don't know why that's abnormal. It's not, maybe it is abnormal, but I don't look around the country to see what other people do. But for us, it's not. We do it every year. Hopefully we can find a couple, three kids to fill those last few roster spots. And as you all know, you know, we have new kids joining the program that from our 105 that we can bring to camp now continually join the program. So it ups our numbers. And in this case, it brought a couple very good-looking young men into this program. And Oregon kids are a staple for us. And if we can include a couple more young men that are already students at Oregon State University through a tryout at the end of camp, I mean, why not? It's a great thing.
Yeah. Did you do it at Wisconsin?
Yes, yeah, we did something very similar at Wisconsin. The timing's different there because they're in semesters, right? So they start school a little different timing. But we always had the tryouts, and especially if we had needs. Sometimes you have needs in different spots to have kids come out for a walk-on tryout. And that one was a little bit more because of Wisconsin. If we opened it up like that, I don't know, you might have had 500 kids show up. So we had to keep it a little bit different.
Sure. Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
And your next question comes from the line of Kevin Gimble, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach. Seth Collins to wide receiver, I think, is one of the more intriguing position switches in the Pac-12. Now that you've had a whole camp with him at that spot, what's he bring to the table? What are you seeing out of him?
Well, Seth's done a great job of working, first of all. He got himself in a good spot as far as understanding the techniques, fundamentals, working very hard on continually catching the football. He's a gifted athlete. I think he's going to have a very good year out there. Again, we'll see once the lights go on and they throw the ball out there, we'll see exactly where he sits. But he's prepared well. It means a lot to him. He's a very, very good teammate. I think it's been an adjustment. It's hard when you have the ball in your hand every single snap and then all of a sudden, you know, you don't. There's a little bit of a transition that goes there and blocking and all those things. But Seth will be very much involved in our offense. Obviously, he's going to be a wide receiver. And he'll be much more than that. And everybody that has seen us play, I think, has a pretty good idea that Seth is a big part of where we're going.
Gotcha. Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
And your next question comes from the line of Mike Wilson, campuspressbox.com.
Coach, what about you? What's your expectations for this first game?
Well, the expectations for me are simple and clean. It's an easy one for me to answer. It's the same one I've asked the kids to say all camp and go through all summer and go through all offseason, as we expect to be a much improved football team than we were a year ago. And that's a simple, clean, easy answer. Past that, you know, you always want to go out and you want to execute. You want to see your kids substitute, get them off the field the correct way, understand the situations that arise, and deal with adversity. And those three, those are some really core things that I believe in the first game are very, very important. You know, we talk about physicality and places we want to improve, but I think if you put too much in front of a kid's head, then he's not going to know what you really want from him. So we're looking to be a much improved football team than we were a year ago.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Perfect. That'll do it for you, Gary. Appreciate your time today, and good luck this week, Thursday at Minnesota.
Okay, appreciate it, y'all. Have a good day. Go Beavs. Okay.